The doctor was talking about Bobby Stroud, said that Bobby is miraculous because of his age. Up to 25, you still have good healing of the bones. He said it's quite a miracle about Bobby because the place where he was hit is where a very dangerous fracture, and there is a very large artery which goes into that area. If you lose 2 pints of blood, which it looked like he had, you usually go into shock and die. Also, it's possible for fat to dislodge, and often does, and form clots called embolisms and go to the lungs. And he thought they would, for sure, the doctor, or the brain, and kill you. He said that Bobby is in no problem at all. He doesn't understand it, but he has had some pain, but he showed our headquarters the x-rays. The pin is long and hits the hip socket on the left, and because the pin hits against it, there's still some pain. The doctor said that it's because the body wants to reject the foreign object. That's a natural part of its process for a while. He did an x-ray of it and showed it to me. He said that the body will learn to flex in a certain way to be more comfortable in time with the pin, and it will be coming out in about 2 months anyway. He said that the bones are in perfect alignment. He can't understand it. And he showed me this on the x-ray. He was so amazed. The bone will go back, and the one place where there is a little part of the bone that is still not together, it's now moving together. Just a little tiny piece, and it's coming together. It'll be decomposed. He says it looks like it's being decomposed on its own, and it will no way affect him. He said this child should have been crippled for life or dead. It's a miracle, said the doctor. And you don't believe in miracles. Well, I do. I believe socialism works miracles. He was run over by the great big truck, crushed, and that artery should have caused him to bleed to death, but it didn't. There is a mighty power around here, and we should praise and give thanks daily, because if you don't give thanks for Bobby, tomorrow it may be your child. Tomorrow it may be you. Thank you. Advances have been made. Paid holidays opening in all fields. 1 month of total paid holidays. Plus they have a month's vacation. That means 2 months off. 3 jobs for every worker. Cannot be fired for 3 years. No way. Soviet government, the trade unions have absolute control of that. You can't be fired. They have to give you 3 years to learn the job. Or place you in another position if you don't have a skill. That don't sound like a dictatorship to me. We'd have it too if we had the Soviet Union with missiles around us. I'd give you 2 months off too. Believe me, you can bet your life you would. Last time I looked, we hadn't got a missile yet. Cleve may be working on one, but I haven't heard of any progress. No, the Planet of the Apes said they're working on it. Bugs said amen to that. He says every time you get on real sensitive point, he sounds like he's a very intelligent creature. Now, where am I at? What recent advances? What's happening in the Crimea? What recent advances have been made? Trade unions are strong. 121 million in the Soviet Union. That doesn't say so here, but I believe that's right. 121 million belong. They ensure excellent working conditions and are totally free to send their own monies wherever they want to, any place in the world. And they do. Sent many to the black liberation fronts throughout Africa. Frelimo, Folinot, the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, SWAPU, and so forth and so on. Those things ought to be secondary words to our minds, shouldn't they? I got problems, honey. I got lots of problems in this body, but I keep my mind educated and trained. And we should do that. We can train ourselves. How many have learned that you've trained yourself to learn things and remember that you couldn't do before? And certainly you children better do it now, because what you learn when you're young, you won't lose. These old-timers can tell you stuff back, and you ask them about something in 1929, they'll tell you all about it. And some of you children, I don't know what the hell you're going to do when you get old, because you're a dummy now. If you're a dummy when you're young, when you get old, all you're going to be able to do is look like some dumb Indian totem pole. The cigar store Indians. I mean, I know some folks here that are not putting anything in their brain. You better put it in you when you're young, because you won't have nothing there when you get old. Not quite. Thank you, son. Keep on my tail. You know what I'm talking about. We ought to keep on the backs of these people who can't talk about nothing but some kind of razzmatazz, bullshit, and gossip. Make them tell you who is Joshua Nkoma, who is Patrice Lumumba, who died for us, and the great socialists that have lived on, so the children can know that a lot of them live on to long years, like Tito, number of others, too. Now, I was where? What are blacks in Rhodesia's army doing? Deserting and going to the patriotic front. That's what's happening. What did Joshua Nkoma say about the situation? No use to talk with Smith regime. He said they're not going to do what they said they'd do. They haven't integrated even the movies, the shows, or the factories. And the wages are still about five times less than the black or the white man's wages there. 30 times less than South Africa. That's why I said, and you ought to hear what I said tonight, don't talk to me about racism being improved in capitalism. Capitalism's got to have racism. It's a part of it. It's its heart. Capitalism's got to exploit somebody. And black and brown people, Asian people, are easily recognizable. So that's why they exploit it. And that's why in America the black man receives half the wages of the white worker. And the white worker doesn't get one-thousandth of what the rich ruling class gets. And that's why the Indian gets one-fourth of what the white man gets. Somebody's got to be milked. Now the trouble is, USA is going over in Southwest, going in Northwest Africa, in the Sahara region, where they've got tight control and a few little dictators that as long as they get a few dollars to put in the Swiss banks, they're letting them starve, their people starve to death, and they're making the factories right there where they can make their minerals, process them, and sell them on African soil. That's going to mean total unemployment for masses of white and black workers, because the black worker there is getting 1/40th of the pay of the lowest paid worker Indian in USA. Capitalism has to have profits. It breeds racism. It divides people. It has a class structure. That's why it did it. Don't talk to me like these fool black people who used to talk about black capitalism. It never can be. We were singled out to be spit on. We were singled out to be the dung under their feet, because we were easily identifiable. That's why we were the last people put in slavery, because we couldn't run away. They could pick us out by the color of our skin. They tried it on white folk. Don't tell me they didn't, because they got Portuguese right here that they did. But they could still, the Portuguese could kind of mix in. You couldn't find him. But when they got a hold of the black and the Indian, he can't run. That's why don't you count on them ever giving you anything. We're always too easy picked out. You got to eliminate somebody. They're not going to let them be on the streets and organize, are they? Because somebody might get one of the son of a bitches. They remember Aldo Moro. Mm-hmm. They remember Patricia Hearst. I'm telling you, you better wake up, honey. You that want to go back to Kansas City. Said just the other day, one of them said, I just want to go back there in a little while and visit my relatives, and then just a little while. Shit. I wish you'd visit with us a little while and study the news a little while and be friendly with us a little while. Then we might think you might go back there just a little while, if you know what I mean. Why did U.S. churches condemn the World Council of Churches? Because the World Council of Churches, they put us, by the way, in their magazine, went all around the world to all the churches, one world. They gave $85 million total in support of black liberation causes. Just recently, another $85,000 to the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. And the churches in the USA said, we're sending our money to them bastards, and they're giving it to all them black folks. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank God. Some of the churches lost some of their fucking money. They thought they were saying that juice in there for the priests and the preachers that had got into the World Council of Churches. The head of the World Council of Churches is black. That's why some of this is going on. Why did the USSR? What did the USSR tell Japan, signing the treaty with China without taking out that anti-hegemony clause? They said, you are now become irresponsible. When the war comes, you are our enemy. You're responsible for any act that USA does. What liberation movement has People's Temple just given support to? We gave some help to the Patriotic Front. How? I ain't going to tell you. Who? I ain't going to tell you. Because some of you got diarrhea in the mouth all the time. We've helped more than that, too, baby. We can feel pride here if we go down tomorrow. We put some planes and we put some things in some places that would make you proud. And plus, we put clothes on the backs of little children in Africa that nobody else would help. So I don't mind going out without candy a little bit as long as we can do a few things like that. Do you? As long as I live, as long as we have enough, I'm never going to forget the world struggle. How about you? Who is my brother? Every child. Who is my sister? Every child! Under the boot of that goddamn monopoly capitalist fascist system, they're my children too. We got to first take care of this household, but we're not going to forget them. All right, we move on. What is the Women's Lib movement up to? Bitches. Concerning a woman prisoner. All the women in the jails, and they're wanting the release of Patricia Hearst. What is happening with... She's already released. They just want them to drop the charges. What is happening with James Earl Ray? He's testifying behind closed doors before the House Investigation Assassination Committee. He's implicated already anti-Castro Cubans and high government officials. But well, we'll know who it is. We don't know. They tried to get him killed a few months ago, remember? He got out of a maximum security cell. Now, anybody in their right mind knows that somebody can't hardly read and write is not going to get out of a maximum security cell unless some sucker let him out. And what they hoped that he would get caught, but some local fellas caught him before the FBI got a chance to wipe him out. Because they wanted him wiped out before he told too much. Well, you say, well, why didn't they do it more mysteriously? They're afraid maybe that some of the USA is thinking too much. But they're not. They could have given him a pep pill. Nobody thought a thing about it. That's right. They overestimate the American people. I believe if you take the mother out of the home, if you take a mother out of the home and put her in a concentration camp, and the average American would settle down by 2 days. They'd rationalize someplace. You can hear them. I can hear them yet. It's the will of the Lord, as Nell said. It's God's will. Poor mama, but it's the thing you go through. These tests and trials. But Jesus loves us. And he'll never put on us more than we're able to bear. Thank you, Jesus. You ever hear that shit? I heard that shit. Take it and wipe your ass on it. What's Governor Brown doing? He's coming out worse than Reagan, said the Voice of America. He sounds worse than Reagan. Law and order, stiff penalties on blacks, poor people, minorities. What did Christine Onassis do? They'd hoped that she'd fled. She'd rather married a commoner, a Russian ship worker, dock worker. And he took on her name, which Russian law gives you the privilege. He took her name on. And so he became the inheritor of the richest man in the world. Old Onassis hated communists like he hated shit, I'm telling you. And then he ends up, his daughter marries all his goddamn money, all his ships, everything in his name. And America just had a big time because said she's gone home to Greece, and she's gone there because the Greeks and the capitalist countries don't recognize a communist marriage. What did she do? She went there and put his name on every fucking account and flew back home to her humble apartment. Christine Onassis. I know the capitalists are unhappy tonight. One of their big machines is now all belongs to a little communist ship docker. God damn these people. These rich, they may be able to poison the minds of people, but sometimes their children do get away from them. You ought to remember her, Christine Onassis. Who is Bingham, and what do you know about him? Stephen Bingham. Did you hear tonight? He's the lawyer that helped George Jackson. They charge him with that stupid thing that he was able to get a gun in a what? Had to hide it in a wig. George Jackson was set up to be killed, just like all the other conspiracies. George Jackson was supposed to have been able to free all the people in the cell. Now, you know better than that. They got him out and got a few others out so they could kill him off. Bingham was the son of one of the most prestigious families. You heard about it. She'll put it on the blackboard tomorrow. I don't think I should have to put my voice to it because I just gave it to you. Connecticut family, rich family, owns Common Sense magazine. One of his daddies in politics right now, and his granddaddy was a senator. Oh, shit! Now what is he? A Marxist-Leninist says he's going to be in underground. He'd turn himself in, but they'd use it against the other Soledad brothers that they've tried twice and convicted, framed up. He said, I'm going to work for Marxist-Leninism. He said, I'm telling all my friends back there in America that the socialists have kids. He said, so the revolution can win. And he praised black liberation. And he got a reporter that had been his former old chum. Where did they go? They went to Bolt University Law School. Wonder how that rich kid ended up the Marxist-Leninist. Don't that make your heart glad? These rich suckers, they try so hard to keep everything clean, and one of their kids goes and dirties their name up with communism. Run his ass all through Canada. And they've tried their asses the best to get him. They've been after him ever since 1971. He slipped out from under them, and he did a nice trick meeting there in Canada. Now, the last they heard, he was in Cuba. He said, I surfaced because they accused, you know, the Panthers and the other black liberationists of killing him because he knew too much. So he said, I'm surfacing to tell you I'm very much alive and I'm a communist through and through. A Marxist-Leninist, he said. And he said, the system's got to go down in USA. He said, we've got to have Marxist-Leninism all over the world. Stephen Bingham, credits to him, said, I know it's not easy. Said, I'll never see anybody I know, my friends. Said, I like my mother. She was kind of a decent person. I'll have to be underground the rest of my life. But what more can I do? He said, when people are starving around the world, people are suffering and being tortured, he said, it's nothing. He said, you can look that I am not unhealthy. I'm taking care of my body to keep it ready for what? He said, the revolution. 35 years old, nearly 36 now. That busted their asses because all the nation's press had carried story after story that he had gone and been offed, because he knew too much. Well, there are some people that don't have a price. Aren't you glad? What did Donald Freed say about Stone? He said he's a CIA agent. He said he was for the time in East Germany when he got himself arrested. They wouldn't arrested him for nothing. And then had the big press campaign all moved up. That's something you didn't know. We got it, if you want to see. So why didn't he act like one all during the church? He got healed early. And for a moment, I think he kind of changed his mind. But then he went back to his old habits. What caused him to be a CIA agent? I imagine it was some of his weird sexual patterns. I imagine that's how he got in trouble. What was he? Transvestite. He'd act perfectly normal, then all of a sudden he'd have put on women's clothing. That's how they get you, you know. They get something on you. What happens to socialists? I don't know. Yet. I don't believe some of these people, though. I saw they put up there, Debbie said they twisted her. I don't believe that Debbie was entirely twisted. I remember she stole $25,000 when she was on this side of freedom. You got to face some folk are just rotten as hell. She'd been a liar. Dr. and Mrs. Moore told us when they got here, said you knew she couldn't depend on a word she said. She'd lie on anybody and stand right in your face. And she said in the paper, I went to people's temple because I needed structure in my life. I was acting out. And then I found in People's Temple that it was more and more dictatorship, less and less freedom, less and less participation of the people. Now, you know what? She's got it ass backwards. There's more participation of the people. But then she went on to say the goddamn stuff that was outrageous. Said she was at meetings and heard... I'm telling you, because I'm waiting for my dying day. Said McIlvaine, she heard him threaten old Medlock. He and said he's going to kill him. He said he's going to kill him just like Chris was killed. Now, you know we don't talk about that. Chris died was one of our hearts aches. We know who killed Chris. And they're putting them goddamn words in old Medlock's mouth. Did you ever hear Medlock say that, Clara, when you were back there? He never cooked that shit up back there, did he? No, they've cooked that shit up since you've been over here. You got him and that old silly woman saying things they want him to say. And Debbie being a witness to it. You say them people shouldn't be class enemies? They're class enemies. I said they're class enemies. They're enemies of socialism. What happens to socialists who turn their backs on socialism? Give an example. Benito Mussolini, fascist, who started fascism as a world order. He let his anti-Jewish feelings prevail, and when you want no principle, what does a socialist learn? You learn that there's no meaning to the universe except what man makes, right? It's all pain and disorder unless man reshapes history. Then if you lose that faith in socialism, you believe that man is nothing but an animal. All people are animals. They can do whatever they please. And so they justify doing anything to anybody they want to. There's nothing worse than once who was one, a socialist, who goes back. He's worse than a dog going back to his vomit. Hitler said in his youth was so also, but he let his anti-Jewish feeling prevail. He found Jewish people in the socialist movement. They used to be the world's best socialists. That's what it pains me to know in New York tonight, in the Bronx, there's open warfare in the streets between Jews and blacks and Puerto Ricans. That kills me. Nothing could make capitalists happier. Why did Stephen Bingham refuse to talk about the Jackson case? He said he didn't want his words twisted and used against the San Quentin Six, right? Sold ad brothers. What he said about the mood of the USA? He said it's more fascist, it's changed, that he would be arrested if he came back, and the cops would kill him even if he went to trial, but he'd still go through that. He said, I think I'm better off alive than dead, but he was afraid that they would twist something and use him under some kind of drug to make it hard on the San Quentin Six. And I rather believe him. He certainly, it's not easy to live undercover and slip around in Canada. And he's up there, obviously, in Canada organizing. If he wanted safety, you'd go to better places in Canada. Huh? You want absolute safety. Although there's a growing underground resistance to U.S. imperialism in Canada, though. What did he say about the mood of the U.S.? Nick's the last question. What has been happening to Ford Pinnett cars? Well, Pinto cars, thank you. Let's spell Pinnett here, and I know better than that. Thank you. What does this show? Another burned up in Indiana. Three young people burned to death. Thousands have been killed already. Gas tank exploded. It's unsafe. They've known it's been unsafe. U.S. Congress called it unsafe, but they've never made them change it. Could have been prevented for $37 by General Motors. And General Motors makes Pinto? Ford makes Pinto. General Motors had a pancake. What did they call that car? Corvair. The Corvair. The same thing. And then they finally, after thousands die or are crippled, they do something. And what they say? They might now call in all the cars. That's murder, isn't it? When you build something that you know is going to cause somebody to die, isn't that murder? You create a weapon? It isn't one big business, does it? It's called profit. What common preservative causes cancer and is in all U.S. meats? Poultry, livestock, fish, chicken, you name it. Sodium nitrate. Now you've got all you've got to learn is that plus Parallax View. Be ready for Friday. And my voice gave you that, and I sure didn't feel like doing it. All the other news, if you get any news beyond that, if you get any news beyond that, you don't have the next test. And if you pass after that, you the second test, you come, you pass that. And the third test, which would be probably for some of you every other week, because I know somebody's going to pass them all. I do want the graders to be careful, though. Don't let your sentimentality enter into grading. I want to see everybody that's considered an exceptional person, I mean, so they can pass all tests. I want to see it myself. You hear? Say, do you trust me? I know you. I trust me. I know you, I love you, and I trust me. And I think you're safer because of that. I got a lot of trust for a lot of you. I'd give it, I've got enough that I'd die for you. They'd pluck my eyes out before they hurt you. But don't ask me to lie to you. I haven't lied to you yet. Don't ask me to lie. Trust is a big word. That means I'd trust you in every situation. When you say you trust somebody, you better say, what you mean? I trust you to go to the toilet. I trust you to go to the dining room. I trust you to go to the medical department, but I don't trust you when the lights out to steal some of it. I trust you in the central supply in the daytime. You say, why? Because you know the shit I deal with, you know I have to love you. I don't bring all the shit I have to deal with. Some people steal, they'd steal their mother's goddamn blanket if she was freezing to death. Don't tell me they won't. There's only one hope for human beings, that's socialism. And I'm not going to give up on that, because I've seen some socialists like Stephen Bingham, like Patrice Lumumba, like that great song that comes out over that voice, Victor Hara. I've seen some socialists. And that's what I'm putting my eyes on. Not the Debbie Blakeys and the whatever the other names are. TOS's, Timmy Old Shit. Shift your ass, honey. Together again. That's a miracle of miracles. I'm going to make a sower out of him because that kid's got the death wish walking around on the streets. I'm going to watch him. He's going to be doing book work for a while. I never saw so many accidents happen to one person. You got to have a hidden death wish for that to happen. Say, I want to die. Well, you better quit it because you may not die. You may just suffer. Say, I want to die and you may get some goddamn old truck bust you in the ass and you end up with lumbago. Droop knee and the crypt back and your head won't move either way. Now, you know what I'm talking about. It don't always work out the way you want it. Well, say it. Tell the good things to your neighbors. Tell them who are setting up people, black people, for murder. When there was no murder. When there was no threat to murder. When no such word ever came out of McIlvain's mouth. Hugh Fortson is also charged, but he won't affect him. It's over here. They're an evil bunch of people. Why do they do this? They don't want my stronger males to be around. They want to keep Hugh over here because they're afraid Hugh'll get him. They're afraid of those people, and they want to get him over here because he's been selling Randolph. Property. That's a code. He's been selling. He represents strength. He's a towering man. And they're just like a bunch of animals. They're animals, and they're afraid of him because he's tall. He's big. And then they'd have no race respect, an obvious racism, by taking this out on a black man who's had his share of suffering. Damn their ass. The laugh in such a serious moment, I don't understand it. I really don't. Yes. We scream at people. come on, let's... and it's going to show up, and they're going to say someday, oh, they're a bunch of socialists, are they? Well, where's all their warmth? Where is all this kindness? Well, start practicing it now. Some of you old-timers, seniors, how you talk to children. I keep telling them to be kind to you and help you around and to help you to get to your homes. And how in the name of heaven am I ever going to get them to do it when you say, get out of my way. Get out of there. Don't go. Don't let them pass the aisle. I hear you. I want children to be courteous to seniors, and I want seniors to be courteous to children. You treat children like they're dogs sometimes. And I want us all to notice this kind of behavior. Let me tell two young men that come from the streets where they had to fight to behave themselves. But don't base your now principle on that. You should base it on, because I love both of you, and I'd die for you. Not on all the jackasses in this place, because you can always find a jackass from Kansas City. I have a pet peeve. It's someplace around Kansas City. Might be Kansas, Missouri. I don't know. I don't even say that. I'll start talking about Tuscaloosa. Ain't nobody here from Tuscaloosa, is there? Behave myself. We have our little ways of getting our frustration out. Because I pick somebody from Tuscaloosa that reminds me all the things I like to see changed around here. But all my little snide remarks ain't going to change nobody from Tuscaloosa. I don't believe if I had the magic wand, was a mother man, without a penis, or with one, I could do it. Move on.
William, Tony.
I don't know where the other fellow is. The new one's arrived. But I'm going to call all my problems from Tuscaloosa. Ain't nobody from Tuscaloosa, is there? Because I make these snide remarks, and they know who I'm at. I don't think they do, though. That's why I make them. I don't think they even know what I'm talking about. All God will live here. And that's just very revealing to me. Very revealing. Thank Ira. And I've heard about four or five of you say it. Thank Ira for one person noticed that I needed something to prop up this hot water bottle. And Judy gave her the credit, because Judy said I put it there, but she's the one who did it. Ira Johnson, thank you. She deserves credit, not because she did it to me, but this tire didn't hold up a hot water bottle. My throat's so inflamed and chest from trying to get the truth out. Go on. Thank you, son.
All right, first, Willie, you know, Dad had a lot of faith in you. He made you
the enemy. I believe you both fight. I don't think there's anybody here doubt that you fight the enemy and can do it well. I don't think anybody thinks you're weaklings. If you think somebody's got that image of you, they don't have that. You're not weaklings. Go ahead.
Willie, I think you should get off this thing you want to fight people and straighten up your attitude, because this is the best chance you ever had.
Willie, I think you should hang up the tough role, because it's drawing out here.
I think both y'all should just quit tough role, because you don't have to prove to nothing to nobody here.
I think both y'all, Dad gave both y'all mercy, and y'all ought to screen up your attitude.
Well, we both supported each other's attitudes, and I'll stop, and we both, I need to change, you need to change.
I think both you should get your heads off the street and help build, because, you know, you were dead in the street back then.
That's well said, son. We might as well get our minds off the streets, because we can't organize the streets, and we were dead on the streets.
I think both of y'all are...
He knew about that gangland mentality. He works very hard. He's a good kid. He always touches me. Every time I see him, he lifts my load. He lifts my load, because he'll do any kind of shit work around here. Like Stephen, I don't know what to say. Any kind of dirty work. Any kind of work, he'll do it. Okay.
I think both of y'all ought to come off of that, because
you can't look around and look at everybody else, what everybody else is doing wrong. You got to look at Dad's example.
Conversation, the rest of you write it up. You write it up and I'll read what you have to say. When you write it up, I expect all of them. Take your name down, will you, Secretary? I'll write it off what they have to say. Because it's just not fair to take this all on tonight. And they're not only ones guilty of it, I see we're all guilty. As we stand, we have a problem here of shouting when we could talk, of exerting a physical posture when we could be kind. Right? That's the supervision. Please take that as a general warning. It's unfortunate we've geared ourselves until I scream, nobody listens. And it's the same in school. They've had the same problem. When they scream, nobody listens. So we're going to have to all work on this. It's going to be an educational process, because I heard today, I was talking in the news, I heard my son Johnny say, please, will you shut up? He's trying to give the news. I could hear him in the background. And that's dreadful. Someone should remind you, when I'm just breathing out every word like it's death itself, that people should be reminded to be quiet so somebody can listen, that wants to listen.
I thought how considerate it was of you today when you were talking. You even tried to make it a little light. You imitated the Chief Justice.
Well, I know I'm boring, and I know my voice is not show material, and I'm trying anything I can do to get away from that dreadful monotone, but I don't feel to be funny. And that's very observant that he brings that up. I don't feel to be funny, but I'm doing anything I can to try to strike someone's attention and get away from that dreadful sound of my voice. But I've, up to now, I'm the only one that's willing to stay up night and day and do other work and listen at the same time at all that news. And you've got to listen to every broadcast coming from every part of the world, or you can't give the news.
And on that score, too, Dad, I owe you apologize, because I know times I lapse into talking to people, which is grossly inconsiderate, and I will watch it more.
It is true. Everything everybody said tonight, stayed in my attitude, stop playing a tough role, and I'll do everything.
I hope you will do this, because I'd give my life for you. I'd do more than that. I'd be tortured for a century for you. What is the situation? They only have warnings?
Well, I really wasn't calling Tony up.
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah. So what is it? Is that it?
Oh, I just want to say to Willie, you know, back in the States, you know, we had to act like we were tough because we always had the hunky breathing on our back. And, you know, we had to walk around with a chip on our shoulder, but that's no longer necessary. It's not, you know, you don't have to act bad anymore, because now you got Dad who stands in your way. I mean, he stands there for you. He'll fight for you. He'll die for you all the time. There's no reason. I mean, if you have something that you feel that you're being mistreated or you're being done wrong, all you have to do is write it up to Dad. And Dad has always taken care of the situation. He knows who's wrong. He knows who's right. So, I mean, there's no need for us to have to fight amongst ourselves, because we got enough enemies that's looking down our throats now that want to kill every last one of us, because I don't care if you're black or white, that's here now. We're all niggers in their book, and they're all after us all the time. And if we start fighting amongst ourselves, I mean, this goes for everybody. If we start fighting amongst ourselves, arguing amongst ourselves, that's all they're waiting for, and that's a perfect excuse for them to come in whenever they get ready and say, well, these niggas aren't organized. Excuse me.
Very well said.
Those people are not organized, and we can go in there, we can do whatever we want, because we already know that they will not stand together, because we see right now that they're fighting each other. So, you know,
they took heart. They took heart by one woman going out. By one woman going out, they took heart to do all this thing, to step up at the criminal, because she's become a class enemy, too, because she gave them the ability to step it up to criminal thing. We'd kill the criminal charges, then they took nerve, because they think there are others here just like her. They said so. They think there's others that got a price, and say, just get in here. I hope they do get in here. I wish they'd come for a visit. My God, I would then tell you, you wouldn't have to smile for about 15 minutes. They said they're going to come over here. They said they could come right in there And those people are so anxious to see Jim Stone got up and made a statement. They'd be so anxious to see us that they welcome us. And Jim Jones couldn't do a thing about it. If he would lay down his guns and we came in there, we'd be the most welcome people there. And they're liars. You can't know how to deal with them. Brian Bouquet tried to be nice to his mother. She says she's a good Catholic. I hope you're true to the faith. I hope you're following Christianity and being nice. And she lied, got in there and wrote the awful damn lie to the head of the Catholic Church. He gave it to us and showed who it was. Fortunately, we've made some friends in Guyana because I'd had revelations of what they do. But she said, Brian says, I haven't done anything. Why, honey, I don't. He said, well, if you trust me and love me, you believe that I'm doing what I find best in my life, and if you really trust me, you'll not try to hurt, and you'll take my word. Jim went right on, right after other telephone conversations, sent a bunch of more lies. Office kind of lies, they're sneaky, they don't make a difference what church they're in, they act like that they are so holy and so good, and they will kill you, and the way she wrote was just calling for all of us to get wiped out. The lies she put in that letter. And I suppose she's the Mrs. Middle America, kind of nice little Christian lady. I don't know what she looks like, but I'm sure I know how she sounded on that radio. Honey pie sweet, so good. I pray for you. Said, I'm doing the rosary for you. No, I did a high mass or a low mass or some kind of something. I don't know what she did. I wish they'd just get good. Quit doing the masses because they're sure making the masses. Well, there I'll go again. Just warning, yes, warning.
I like to say to Willie that you got dead.
And if you don't correct everything about your behavior, they'll copy it all.
Right.
And there's nothing to do to change it. They'll copy it because you're the big brother. You're the big sister image. You kids remember that. Because you may make the false move that will cause them to do something, get them cocky, take a wrong chance, try to show their toughness, get around on machinery and get crushed to death. Get under a tree and get crushed to death. You don't know what you may be doing by showing them a wrong image, because they're copying you more than they're copying me, because I'm too old for them to identify with. That goes for my son sitting here, or Johnny, every one of you. They watch you. You got to be sure you don't throw safety to the wind. You got to be sure that you don't have to exercise any tough guy image, because those kids have got their eyes on you. And they're going to be trying to be tough and do the same things you do unless you say it's nothing to it. Don't make anything of your feats. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because some of them will try to do what you do and get themselves killed.
Yes, sir.
And I say that with deep heart and loving concern to all of you, and I hope you're listening. All right, that's enough. Give us a warning at this stage.
Thank
you. Well said, sister. Bring our minds to that.
The followings are warnings, and unless you've had two warnings, and Vanetta will signify, just know that you have a warning. John Harris, reported by Guy Mitchell and Jack Beam, was informed that three piglets were suffering from swollen joints, and he was asked to come to the piggery. John said that he came to the piggery on specific days of the week, and that they would have to wait until that day. This happened on Saturday. He said his days are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and he came 2 days later on Monday. Everybody can be seated, please.
That's not true. It's incomplete.
What could you say so we can move on? What are you talking
about? I discussed the issue with a guy over via radio, and that report is partially incomplete. The issue was that since he's congenital, in my opinion, it's a congenital condition, since it was there at birth on some of the pigs, and it has been prevalent on some of the other litters, that there was no emergency, which was confirmed by Guy. So I said, if it couldn't wait, then I would come on the day of the schedule.
You had here, we had, that shows what love will do. We had one called Ben. It was probably Ben come home. He went out when he had one to have a family. He'd come home, and you guys tackle him and start talking about eating him, and he left. That's why you could pet him, because they're fighting creatures. But that was probably Ben, that was Debbie's pet, that come home. It looked like him when I saw him. It looked like, but he was so pissed, I could tell he was so pissed, they put him in a cage. You don't treat Ben that way. He used to walk around here just like he owned the place. He'd come home, he was a very good pet. He'd come in and take something out of your hand or at your feet. That's the only reason he was gentle. Now we probably won't see Ben for a while. They said, somebody said he's good eating, and Ben made a break right then, right out of his cage. He was here, what, 3 years ago? He's old. He'd had a lot of thumps in then, but that was Ben. I know Ben. That's Ben. He had the same little old mark on his nose. Old Ben. He's made it all this time. He was here with the first folk. They're little creatures like this. They look like a giant rat, so I know some of our new people are going to have the diarrhea when they first... look like a rabbit without ears or a rat without a tail. Big guinea pig. That's it. They really look more like a guinea pig, really. Big guinea pig. And he's a beautiful pet. It would be nice for you to come up and come to see us, but he probably gone 80 miles now. By the way, we cannot use this toilet out there. Did you tell him, son? We cannot. And you cannot use this toilet back here. You're still doing it, and people take exceptions. I said only those geriatric people in the geriatric unit. And you're doing it, and that odor is odiferous. It's horrible. Everybody's got to use that toilet over there for the next days. This will change as soon as they're gone, but you've got to stop it now. You hear me? Nobody's in there. I don't know what the medical's doing. They say they're clearing different people. But you can't do it. It smells like, well, what is it? Defecation. Yes. Now, please, it's off limits. We have security for the helpers. Will the helpers see? You can't use that word. Helpers, please see that that's watched. I mean, if I lock it up, I'll tell you the only way you can do anything around here. Put a chain on it so it's only the people in the geriatric people can unlock it. That's the only way you'll do it. And lock this one over here, except when I'm at need at night, because I got to go from radio quick. I can't be going 14 miles. Take care of the business. Okay? Just lock it. Okay? I'll be taken care of tomorrow. I don't want to talk to folk. But you can talk to folk. They just don't have enough sense to do what's good for them. We just have to be patient and learn.
That was a thing that was put down in the steering committee as a warning. And nobody was supposed to be using this bathroom at all or around it. A lot of people are going poo-poo behind the bathroom, and they're going to the bathroom. And
that's dangerous as all sick'em. When you defecate in the open, you're getting all kinds of bacteria live. That's not compost until it has a chance to be decomposed. And you're spreading germs all over this place. You get yourself your little paddle to fanny over there to that toilet. There's lots of holes in that toilet. You can hit it. You don't need these different cases, but that's all. Case by case, I got approval of it.
Also, this bathroom back here is only supposed to be used by the seniors in that area and the ICU, the people in the special care unit. And there were several days,
nothing in there, and then we're going to be lucky. Then you folks do what you can in the last minute. It's going to be lucky to change that odor.
Oh, could I get these announcements out of the way?
It smells like all the Ku Klux Klan has been buried in it.
Okay.
That's not as bad a smell I can think of, is the Ku Klux Klan.
Also, there's no seat saving. Everybody has... No, not toilets. Because people are coming in here and they're laying, somebody...